Let's pray. Holy Triune God, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, send down now your Holy Spirit upon us and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Imagine with me our gospel reading this morning. The rumors of Jesus' actions come riding on the waves of soldiers' whispers and the prison mutters. The gnarled prophet shakes his grizzled head, his bushy eyebrows quirk, jerk, and quiver. This does not sound like the spirit-breathing, chaff-burning Messiah of my visions, of my sermons. Where is the farmer chopping down Israel's dead trees for the final bonfire? Where is the prophet cast aloft on God's wind to fight the devil in the wilderness? Like desert sparrows, the doubts linger and titter from the tangled branches of John the Baptizer's mind. But his doubts are not just about Jesus. As the days pass, the wild prophet chants his own sermon to the crude cut walls around him. His voice bounces back from the stone. The hard syllables flay his conscience. Repent, brood of vipers! Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Every tree not cutting or not making good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. And as the stink of his own unwashed flesh fills his nostrils, John goes back over the details of his life. The baptizer is no fool. Herod may be a wriggling fish of anxiety, but his stolen wife, Herodias, is as cold as Jordan's water. The prophet's days are few. And this modern Jezebel will find a way to cut the breath from John's growling throat. And so John ponders his days of desert foraging and his fire-laced sermons. With raw candor, he embraces his own piercing sermon. Have I produced bad fruit? Was I wrong when I waved a hand towards Jesus? No, no, I must be baptized by you, not you by me. Was I wrong? Was I spouting serpent lies when I pointed at him? Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. In the gloom of his cell, John faces God honestly. He lives the baptism of repentance that he preaches. He puts his own life in the dock. A hard man of the desert asks hard questions of himself. Was I wrong? Was all of my preaching and was all of my living a mistake? And when two of John's disciples come for a word, he sends them to the only one who can give him an honest answer. Sisters and brothers, this morning the Spirit of God puts us beside the baptizer in that Herodian prison. In the gloom of the cell, we must face God honestly. And so, as the stink of our unwashed flesh fills our nostrils, this morning we go back over the details of our own lives. We're no fools. Our days are few. The modern Jezebels of accident or old age will find a way to cut the breath from our growling throats. And so we ponder our days. With raw candor this morning, we embrace the wild prophet's piercing sermon. Have I produced bad fruit? Have I been wrong in my living? Take a moment, sisters and brothers. And here beside the crude cut walls, chant the baptizer's sermon over your life. Let the hard syllables bounce back from the stone and flay your conscience. Repent, brood of vipers, for the kingdom of heaven is near. Every tree not making good fruit is chopped down and cast into the fire. Ask yourself the hard questions. Put your own life in the dock. Face God honestly. Was I wrong for how I treated my wife last night? Do I let my tongue slither over my brother-in-law's life? Have I become the mother I swore I would never be? Do I make excuses for my sins? Yeah. But have I been blind to my own faults? Have I focused so much on my symptom sins that I have missed the deep perversity of my own character? Sisters and brothers, do not shy away from this moment. Advent is the season of hard truths, the preparation for judgment, the preparation for the coming of the Messiah. You and I are going to die, and we must face God honestly with repentance. For the Christian life is a baptismal life. A life of purging truth, a life of death to self, and life to God and others. Was I wrong? And so with John's disciples, we send word from prison to the only one who can give us an honest answer. And John's disciples find him there. Jesus, sitting on that small rise outside the village. The swell of crowds circle from the hill like pond ripples, with all the jack-jawed Pharisees, grumbling bellies, and screaming babies. It is a miracle in itself that anyone can hear Jesus' voice. And the disciples weave their way, John's disciples, weave their way towards the Galilean. The baptizer sends us with a question. Are you the one coming, or should we expect another? Has John's life and preaching been a lie? And in the face of John's honesty, his openness to repentance, Jesus reveals himself to the prophet. Yes. I am the one that all the repentant must come to. Go tell John the things that you hear and see. Blind see, lame walk, lepers go cleanse, the deaf hear, dead come back to life, and poor hear good news. And blessed is the one who does not stumble at me. In this moment, Jesus opens John's own eyes. Jesus heals John's doubting limp. Jesus cleanses John's leprous sins. Jesus resurrects the baptizer to new life. You see, he is indeed John's spirit-breathing, chaff-burning Messiah, the one that John has seen in visions and preached in sermons. But he is even more. Jesus not only slays, killing the sin of human life, but he also raises to new life. And as John's disciples leave, Jesus praises the wild man of the desert. What did you all go out in the wilderness to see? Did you go out to see a man who didn't practice what he preached? A man who told you to repent and do the hard things, but himself wore soft clothes and took it easy in the king's house? No, You went out to see a prophet willing to face God honestly, to condemn his own sins and failures as much as those of others. In fact, if you can hear it, he is the coming Elijah, the one who stands on Mount Horeb and sees the blazing fire of God pass in fear and hears that piercing, still small voice, Isaiah's angelic voice, crying in the wilderness. And as John's disciples return to him and relay the news, the words of Isaiah the prophet are fulfilled. John's heart blooms like a rose in the desert. Hope. And this morning, John's disciples deliver our message to Jesus as well. Was I wrong? In the face of our honesty, our openness to repentance, Jesus reveals himself to us. Yes, I am the one that you must all come to, the one that you must all repent before. Look, the blind see, the lame walk, lepers go cleansed, deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the poor have good news preached to them. And blessed is the one who does not stumble over me. You see, sisters and brothers, in this moment, Jesus heals our eyes. Jesus heals our doubting limbs. Jesus cleanses our leprous sins. Jesus resurrects us to new life and preaches the good news to us, to you, and to me. He is indeed the spirit-breathing, chaff-burning Messiah of John's visions and sermons. But he is even more. Jesus not only slays, kills our sins, drags them out of our lives, but he also makes us alive. He resurrects us. And so this morning, as we read from Isaiah's Old Testament vision, the rose blooms in the desert of our hearts. Hope. Hope. Jesus. We repent, and here he is, healing us. But we must come to him. We must offer ourselves to him. We must face God in Christ honestly. Blessed is the one who does not stumble over me. No more pretending. We must embrace John the Baptizer's baptismal repentance. We must be willing to say before Jesus, "Was I wrong? Have I made a mess of things? Have I produced bad fruit?" Face God honestly. Ask the hard questions of your life. Die to your sins. And watch Jesus resurrect you in this moment now to new life. A rose blooming in the wilderness on this Rose Sunday. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.